This is a work of fiction, and the views expressed herein are the sole responsibility of the author. Likewise, certain characters, places, and coincidences are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights have been reserved, except for the brief quotations in a review. This book and podcast or any part thereof may not be reproduced, stored in or introduced into a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher.
In the 48th year before the divine Horus blessed our land during the reign of Ptolemy XIII Theos Philopater, a remarkable tale unfolded, one that was fated to be immortalized on the hallowed walls of our sacred temples and everlasting tombs. Demetrius Thutmose, a wise individual from a distant time and realm of great influence, appeared in magnificent Alexandria, sent by the divine beings. A great calamity befell upon the library of Alexandria, the revered abode of wisdom and splendor, as it succumbed to a devastating fire that reduced its precious scrolls to ashes and smoke. Demetrius, burdened by a deep sorrow, perceived this not as a mere twist of fate, but as a profound message from the gods. The Book of Kemetic Dissertations, a regarded artifact containing the profound wisdom of Kemet's greatest minds, had mysteriously disappeared. This sacred text rose above the mundane, possessing a power that could transform every element of life. Sigma Shukran, a nefarious and twisted being, had taken hold of the book, desiring to wield its power for his malevolent purposes. Demetrius the Wise, with divine insight, comprehended his sacred duty to pursue the Book of Kemetic Dissertations and foil Sigma's cataclysmic schemes. As Demetrius set off on his journey, he ventured through mystical gateways, resonating with other worldly energy, in pursuit of Sigma across the convoluted temporal visions of existence. He arose in a realm that was both foreign and awe-inspiring, where the brilliance of human creativity surpassed even the wildest dreams of Kemet's fabled innovators. Within this realm of marvels, Demetrius faced challenges that tested the limits of his intellect and courage. He engaged in fierce battles against evil beings that appeared to have emerged from the darkest depths of the underworld, and fought against warriors adorned in armor that gleamed as brilliantly as the sun. Nevertheless, Demetrius persisted resolutely in his divine decree. With every stride, he drew nearer to his inevitable destiny and the pivotal clash that would leave an indelible mark on the chronicles of time. As the sun sank low and the murmurs of deceit grew more pronounced, Demetrius understood the urgency of the moment. As he moved forward, the feeling of an inevitable fate loomed larger, compelling him to press on with a conviction that hovered upon him in desperation. The atmosphere was charged with anticipation as Demetrius approached his target. The ominous aura of Sigma Shukran hung over the land, akin to a gathering tempest, instilling dread within the souls of those unfortunate enough to encounter him. Yet Demetrius remained resolute. Imbued with the timeless wisdom of the ages and fortified by the power of the gods, he forged ahead with unwavering resolve. The impending clash with Sigma Shukran cast a shadow over the horizon, a pivotal struggle that would determine the destiny of the entire world. As the grains of eternity slipped through his grasp, Demetrius prepared himself for the ultimate confrontation. The malevolent forces converged, their dark power swirling around them like a tempest of ancient sorcery. Yet Demetrius remained resolute, his eyes locked on the distant expanse, his spirit unwavering in the presence of imminent catastrophe. And as the ultimate clash commenced, a musical score of words resounded across time, intoning the ancestral sounds of optimism and resistance. The destiny of Kemet, encompassing all realms and dimensions, now lay in the grasp of a solitary individual, Demetrius Thutmose, the wise, the time prophet, destined to confront the shadows and triumph, or perish in the timeless battle for the essence of being. May the divine deities bear witness to this everlasting chronicle, forever etched into the annals of remembrance. So it was inscribed in the 48th year prior to the arrival of the divine Horus, during the glorious rule of Ptolemy the 13th, Theos Philopater.